man joins us on the line now. Morning, John. How are you?
Couldn't be better, boys. And the show's brilliant this morning. I hope that tip comes well.
We hope so, John. Otherwise, we'll be giving it to him again.
Yeah, take the cheek on it.
Now, well, good to have you back on the show. Now, take us through again. Just remind us of this TAB Regional Championships concept.
Well, what it was originally we were going to run a million-dollar race. COVID knocked us about there, knocked everyone about, of course. But we thought about it again and said, well, we still want to get this money out to the people, but why not just put it in their backyard? So in each of the regions, in these trainers and owners' backyard, there's a Group 1 final, $100,000 race. With all the heat, with these five, because there's a state final as well, we get the $1 million out there, near enough to the $1 million out there. So, yeah, it's about giving people opportunities in the country areas particularly to win really good money. Normally, they would have to come to Tabcorp Park Menangle and try to win that money there. But now they're racing against each other, their own people, in their own region. So it's really been well received.
Yeah, and John, what's been the response from the clubs and participants about the series?
Oh, really well received. When you look at the Riverina, and it's a real blue ribbon position there, five heats last week, there'll be five heats again this week. So only winners get into the finals, and it's a great spread, a really great spread of training, owners. Just to move on, the winner last year in the Riverina was a horse called Rocky Cream. He got beaten a half head in one of the heats there last Wednesday, and last Friday, and he goes back in this Friday. So they're really keen and eager to take a slice, and of course the bragging rights, because you'll be the best in the region.
Now, the sport's been really flying this year. We were there, weren't we, for the Garrard's Miracle Mile the day before. We did the show there. Another great event amongst plenty of others. So how pleased are you, John, with things around New South Wales right now?
Really pleased. We had prize money increases. We'll have more prize money increases. We're just building on what's been a really strong time. And when we went, when COVID hit, and we were all so worried about where is this going to take us to, the harness racing participants took on board the wonderful license the government gave the racing industry across Australia. They were very, very proactive in protecting the sport from the spread of the virus. We went into regionalisation, which was tough to take. People couldn't take their horses to the tracks where they're probably best suited. They had to stay near enough to home. But it's really been buoyant. Like any sport, there's always an issue out there. We haven't introduced a bunker at all yet, but we're thinking about it. But things like that. But now the sport's on the up and up. Racing's on the up and up. And New South Wales is the premier state for racing across Australasia.
Tell us a little bit more then, John. I mean, is there some big events coming up over the next couple of months that, you know, fans and participants of the sport can get excited about?
Well, they can. This year, we moved into a new racing calendar. The racing calendar is traditionally August to September. September to August each year, over 2 years. But we moved into a calendar that's a calendar year. So our racing season starts on the 1st of January, ends on the 31st of December. And that meant that there had to be a reshuffle of all the races. So in the middle of the year, it gets a little bit quiet, where harness racing used to have a lot of our feature races. It's now back-ended. And this year, we'll have another really good New South Wales Breeders' Challenge, which is about the horses that are bred in New South Wales competing for the top honours in Group 1 racing. And those races have been increased in prize money to $150,000 finals. But we have the Inter Dominion back here in 2021. We postponed 2020. We could see the writing on the wall with the restrictions that may well, and they were still in place with COVID. But now we're looking forward now to the Breeders' Challenge and that Tabcorp Inter Dominion, which will travel around New South Wales. So we're not just Sydney-centric when we're talking about harness racing. We like to spread it around New South Wales, and there'll be heats at Menangle, there'll be heats in Newcastle, there'll be heats in Bathurst before we come back to what will be a $500,000 final for the Pacers and a $250,000 final for the Trotters. So we're looking forward to some great racing as we move through this year.
Love it, John. Always good to talk to you, mate, and thanks for joining us. And we look forward to giving out to some of our listeners the opportunity to have a race named after them as well in the next couple of weeks. Thank you.
No, that'd be fantastic. Thanks, boys.